T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know what time it is, as we do every week at this time. Raider insider from CSN Bay Area, Scott Baer, with Joe Lowe-Dibs on 95.7 The Game. How you doing, Scott?
My friends who listen to this AM segment every week, they love that intro music, and I've never heard the end of it ever since you guys started playing it. So thank you very much for entering my personal life with that amazing intro.
Think about it like this. You're one of the few people in the Bay Area who gets to walk around with his own theme music. You're like Triple H.
Yeah, I mean, like, I should just have, like, one of those huge 80s boom boxes, like, on my shoulder everywhere.
Nice.
Just being like, P.S., hello, my name is Scotty on that, too.
Radio Raheem and Scott Baer, two in the same. Yes.
Scott Baer with Joe Lowe-Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Let's start with the injury report heading into tomorrow night's showdown at Kansas City. Multiple players not practicing through the first two sessions of the week, most notably Carl Joseph. Any chance we see him tomorrow night?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Just because I've seen him walking around, he's clearly still in pain, and also the Oakland Raiders haven't even worn a helmet in practice yet, so they're taking it very easy, and he's still not able to participate. I think the accommodation of his toe injury plus a short week means that he's going to be on the sidelines watching Nate Allen take most of the defensive snaps at strong safety.
And what does that do to the rest of the secondary as far as their ability to play in the nickel or even in the dime coverage if they have to?
You know, there's a lot of areas where this Raiders defense is thin. Edge rusher is at the top of the list. But I think that Nate Allen's veteran presence back there gives them some options. He can play free safety. He can play strong. And while he wasn't good enough to crack the starting lineup, he has 60 starts to his credit, and he's not going to be afraid by the cold. He played in Philadelphia. He's not going to be intimidated by the instrument or by a nationally televised stage. So that's one of those areas where I think depth will be able to carry them through. And also in that secondary, talking about depth, TJ Carey stepped in for a DJ Hayden, really had a great game last week, and he needs to continue that to keep the secondary strong. Especially against tight ends and balls across the middle and things like that that Alex Smith likes to do.
Scotty, when are you all traveling in the team? And what time do you guys get into Kansas City?
I leave in 4 hours now, and the Raiders will do a walkthrough, and they leave about 3 hours after me. I think they leave around 3 o'clock. They get in the evening and just enough time to eat, have a meeting, sleep in, and get ready for a huge game.
Tomorrow, since the game is in the evening, will coach get them out there and do, you know, sometimes before when it's a night game, sometime they have a walkthrough? Will they be doing that tomorrow? Do you know?
I believe that they'll do so, but I'm not quite sure on that. You know, the one thing that is interesting is that tomorrow is going to be, I think, a high of 25, and by the time kickoff rolls around, it's going to be about 15 out there. So it's going to be cold. They're going to have to get used to that. And really, yeah, I mean, Lo, just in terms of this short week, as much mental preparation as you can get, the better off you're going to be, especially against a team coached by Andy Reid, who comes up with some wacky stuff sometimes.
The digit everyone has their eyes on, Derek Carr's finger. What's the prognosis as far as his ability to maybe take snaps under center tomorrow?
I don't think this is a good day for it because of how cold it is. That football is going to be hard as a rock, and you just wonder that any accidental jamming of that finger is going to put him back in a bad spot. Now, they obviously ran a ton of shotgun on Sunday. They also ran some pistol, which allowed them to maybe run a little better, because when you're in the shotgun, basically Murray or Rashard is standing right in a pistol. They get a little bit of a run up, and maybe that helps them. So, and they hadn't done that very much. So maybe if they create things like that, that might satisfy the fact that I don't anticipate them being under center very much, if at all, on Thursday.
Raiders insider CSN Bay Area Scott Baer with Joe Lowndes on 95.7 The Game. What's the feeling around the organization as it pertains to Alden Smith? It seemed like there was some optimism a few weeks ago, but Roger Goodell's taking his sweet time on this situation. Do the Raiders feel like they're going to get Alden back this year, or are they planning for life without him in 2016?
You know, I think that there's a real advantage to being 10-2 right now and to have their defense and their pass rush be going as well as it's going. They're not losing because they don't have depth there, and they're still finding solutions. They want him back, absolutely, and I think I have come on this show several times and said that there was guarded optimism. I don't think that they've given up on that whatsoever. Yes, has this taken longer than maybe Alden Smith people had definitely hoped? Absolutely, and it doesn't seem like we can go, 24 hours without some national report saying he's mad or he hasn't or he's going to schedule or maybe he won't or any of these all these other things. The Raiders are just being a little more patient with it because they're winning. It's not a four-alarm fire. And just, if they get him back, that's great. If not, they're gonna keep on the course here. But they definitely have not given up hope that they can get him back in the fray. And again, once he gets back, if that time comes this year, he's not going to need a whole lot of ramp up. I don't know if you guys have seen those workout videos that you posted of him carrying, semi trucks on his shoulders. Basically, he's ready to go, and he could definitely do 15.
Scott Baer, Raider Insider, CSN Bay Area with Joe Lowndes here on 95.7 The Game. Scott, as always, we appreciate your time. Safe travels to Kansas City. Hopefully you can enjoy some of the local barbecue while you're there. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, thanks, gentlemen. Talk soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.